This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone sitting up. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Glenda Isaacs is with us. And I just want to let you know, I'm all excited. You know, yesterday we got a surprise. Surprise! We got a delivery of a tire. And I mentioned that we ordered some 5 tires for one of our trucks. And we were able to get them. You know, our son checked, you know, day and night for weeks because they were unavailable. And he was able to get 5 tires for his truck, 4 plus a spare. And there were 13 available in the multi-state region. And he got enough for his whole truck. And 13 of them were available, so literally. Well, yesterday, surprise, surprise, we got another tire. And this one had been ordered about 2 months ago. 2 months ago. 4 tires, 2 months ago. And the fourth one finally came in yesterday. So here's what I'm telling you. If you go to these websites and they say, look at these store shelves, they're empty. And then you go on and you read the comments and they go, nonsense. That's not true. There's plenty of stuff. Well, I don't think there's plenty of stuff. I think that there are shortages everywhere because it seems that no matter what we try to buy, we have trouble getting it. Now, maybe it's just us. Maybe we just buy odd things like tires and food and things like that. Maybe that's what the problem is. What I'm saying is there's so much disinformation out there. You have to sort out for yourself what you think is real and what you think is not real, and then act accordingly. So you're responsible for your own decisions. And that's what we're teaching. We're teaching you how to think for yourself. So what size tire was this? 215, 75, 15. It's the most common small trailer size tire there is. It's real common. And they're in short supply. Now, are they in short supply because they're common? Or are they in short supply because everybody's buying them? Or are they in short supply because the manufacturing and production has been decreased? I think it's the latter. So, here we are. Just try to buy onions. And around here, onions are so strong that I can't eat them. I used to like onions until yesterday. They're so strong, we put them in a salad, they're inedible. You have to pick them out. I mean, really. And so I am of Italian descent, and you would think that I would like onions, and I used to until yesterday. And onions are so strong, they're unbearable. Literally. So you have to grow your own onions now. Seriously. And I was thinking, Gwyneth, during the commercial break, about a term. It's two words. Royal Highness. You know, your Royal Highness. Your Royal Highness. Your Royal Highness. And Highness is spelled H-I-G-H-N-E-S-S. And I'm wondering, Gwyneth, does that mean elevated above, you know, us at the bottom 93%? Is that what a Royal Highness is? You know, up there in the stratosphere, Highness? Is that what that means? I think it does. What do you think?
I think that that was their intention when they picked out the name, that particular name for themselves. You know, I think that, though, that, you know, that the royal family has really dug a hole for themselves. I really do. I think that any trust that the English people, the British people, had for the royal family has been seriously undermined, you know, by Prince Charles' genocidal speeches that he's made in recent years. And, I mean, go on the internet and look them up if you don't believe me. And Prince Andrew's misbehaviours, you know. And, you know, and then you get on to, you know, oh, my gosh, I even forget her name. Prince Harry's best friend.
Oh, you're talking about Meghan? Meghan?
Yes, Meghan. Yeah. Sure, they're just like the most dysfunctional family you could possibly imagine. It's like they've been marrying their cousins for the last 1,000 years. And you go to parts of Appalachia, and they've been marrying their cousins for like 200 or 300 years. And let's just say they're very, very interesting people, in particular valleys up in the middle of Appalachia, because there's no one else to marry, so they end up marrying their cousins for 300 years. You know, and then you get people that are just pieces of work that come out of that country. Some of them, not all of them, okay? And if anyone's up there, you're either laughing or you're angry at me, please don't be angry at me. I'm just trying to get to something. And my family married their cousins for a little while as well, so because they were British blue blood. But that was generations and generations ago. It's been 5 generations since that's happened. But, you know, this is it. When you go marrying your cousin for hundreds of years, then, you know, it doesn't work. It never works. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much money you don't have. Without those new bloodlines coming in, it all ends up going very wrong. And I think that's what's happened with the royal family. And I think that they tried to put it right by introducing new bloodlines, such as Lady Sarah Ferguson and Princess Diana. And I think that it worked to a very limited degree. But it really takes about six or seven generations for the effects of hundreds of years of marrying your cousin to get out of the genetics. Okay? So, you can't just fix the whole problem by saying, oh, we'll marry some, you know, some woman whose family is completely unrelated to us. And then you look at Sarah Ferguson's genealogy, and she's not really unrelated to the royal family. She's just maybe, you know, four or five generations back related to the royal family. So, you know, and Princess Diana was not unrelated to the royal family either. She was another, except instead of being a second or third cousin or a first cousin, she was maybe a fourth, fifth or sixth cousin. But she's still a cousin. They've literally got nobody else to marry. And then you turn around and this is the result. You get a family of you know, masterpieces of genetic inbreeding. I think that would be the kindest words that I could use. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And there are people who have, you know, eyeglasses as thick as Coke bottles as a result of the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah, and that goes to any population. No matter how much money you have or don't have, you can't go marrying your cousin. You can't go marrying into a family that is related to you. Okay? even if your family has been in the habit of marrying their cousins and second cousins and third cousins, even if you haven't been doing that for 100 years or 150 years, you've got to make sure that every marriage is completely and totally unrelated to the family, if you've come from that sort of family, okay? And yeah, this is you can't, if you've come from a family that has married their first, second, and third cousin for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and then you spend 100 years marrying out to different bloodlines, different families, and then you come across somebody that you really like and you think they're great, you know, and you know, you're a young person in that family, and then you find out that they're actually your fifth cousin, you know, by studying your family and their genetics and your genetics, and then you find out that they're your fifth cousin, you should not go there. Because if you've had that sort of family background and you haven't been marrying, your family hasn't been marrying their cousins for 100 years, and then you go and marry your fifth cousin, you're back to square one. Because it's the same genetic. Does that make sense? And
absolutely.
You're going to have children that are going to have problems.
Yeah, and as you were saying,
does
this, I was warning
sense?
About... Yeah, I was wondering about the people who are running the show. I'm talking about, if you talk about, you know, Washington, D.C., and you talk about Wall
they're
Street.
They're all related.
They're all related. That's
all
right.
Of them.
Yeah, because they don't want the wealth that they've stolen to go outside the family. So they keep marrying each other's families.
Yes.
And, if you,
and they're
just,
all one big club, as George Carlin said. And we ain't in it. And I don't want to be in it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Gwyneth, do you see, practically speaking, any way out of this for the bottom 93% without becoming a small farmer? Meaning, you know, having, I'm talking about getting the family together, the children, the parents, maybe the grandparents, moving to a farm, starting to raise animals, starting to raise food, having more land. More land means distance from your neighbors. And by the way, distance makes great neighbors. You know, if they make a lot of noise, you won't even hear it. And if their behavior is, you know, outlandish, you won't even see it. Generally speaking, do you see any way of getting through this without becoming a farmer? I do not.
There's only one way that I can see, and it will only work for a tiny proportion of the population, and that is that if you come from an indigenous tribal nation and you move onto your reservation, and you live as your ancestors did, as hunter-gatherers. That's the only alternative to being a small farmer, is being a hunter-gatherer. You know, even if you're a homeless person and you think that you're going to cope by being a homeless person, unless you are an indigenous person on your own tribal homeland living in a traditional form
Jake
of shelter.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, it's clear to Gwyneth, it's clear to me that probably the best way for most of us to survive what's here now and what's coming, and I believe the what's on the horizon is the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War combined with the second Great Depression. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not a member of any organizations that are fighting it. I just see it on the horizon. And it seems to me that the only way that you can get through it is to fend for yourself, grow your own food, take care of your own family, and pretty much forget everybody else. Now, that's contrary. That's contrary to working together. And until it gets much worse, people are not going to be willing to work together. At least that's the way I see it. People don't help each other anymore. People are me first. And they're just not interested in taking the time or spending the effort to help other people. That being the case, I don't see how we can help them. I don't see how we're going to be able to wake up more and more people who are actually going to be productive in helping themselves. So we're only interested, and this sounds selfish, and so be it. We are only, at USA Prepares, we're only interested in people who are willing to help themselves. The rest of the population is just flat out too heavy to carry, and we can't do it. So for those who are interested in helping themselves and their own families, that's great. You're one of us. Now, we didn't used to be like this. We used to want to help everybody. But they have told us over and over and over again that we're weirdos, wackos, and they don't agree with us. So we can't help them. We're not advocating violence. We're not advocating insurrection. We're not advocating joining militia. I'm not advocating any of those things. I'm not a member of any club other than Sam's Club. And that's just so I can buy wholesale. Literally. I'm not a member of the Lions Club, the Qantas Club. I'm not a member of the Mystic Knights of the Sea. I'm not. And and if you're wondering who the Mystic Knights of the Sea are, that was a fictitious organization from the Amos and Andy comedy series of, 1930s and 40s. So I'm not a member of those organizations, and I don't want to be, and I'm not going to be. And I'm not going to contribute to an organization of any kind. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. I'm just doing my own thing. I'm not willing to sell out. I'm not willing to belong. I'm not willing to be told what to do by a bunch of people who have a hidden agenda. I am not willing to do anything other than teach on the radio and work with the rest of the instructors in helping people who want to help themselves. That's it, period. The rest of my time is taking care of my farm, our family farm. That's it. I'm not interested in anything else. I don't go out. I don't speak anymore. I don't teach people in person. I'm not going to do it. People are not welcome here because I don't know who they are. People have been compromised. People have sold each other out. People have gotten vaccines, and they've shedded. They've damaged USA Prepares faculty. Frankly, people lie. And because there are so many people who are lying, it's hard to trust anybody. Gwyneth, any comments about that? Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. And it's all that any of us can do just to look after our own estates. You know, we're far too busy caring for our own estates and our own families and all of the trials and tribulations and worries and, you know, all the rest of it that has associated with it to worry about doing anything else, you know. It's just it really has come down to looking after ourselves and our estate and our kin. And that's it. We haven't got the time, the energy, or the inclination to be concerned about taking over the world. That's just how it is. We just want to survive this. We want our children to survive it. And we want for them to continue on and be in that 15% of people, 10 to 15% of people that are anticipated to still be alive.
Now, stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics Wednesday, and it's not good. The December CPI report shows a 7% increase since President Trump left office. A 7% increase is a number not seen in nearly 30 years. The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia, Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster provision.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but then getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over a response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think the lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and done to be done by mandate.
You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Senator and Dr. Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, was on Newsmax Tuesday and claimed Dr. Anthony Fauci deflected questions at a Senate hearing earlier in the day.
You know, a couple weeks ago he had an interview where he said that people who question him are questioning science. And the arrogance of that statement just really has stuck with me. So today when we ask him questions, we ask him whether it was appropriate for him to take his $420,000 salary and attack his enemies.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, how bad is it? Well, one source on the internet says that about 80% of the family farm have at least one member of the family working off the farm in order to get benefits like insurance. Can you imagine that, class? That you can't operate a farm and have enough income from farming operations to be able to afford health insurance? Can you imagine that? Well, that's the truth of the matter. That is absolutely the truth of the matter. Farmers are not doing all that well. Now, the big farms that take government subsidies, they're doing okay. But for those of us who have small family farms, who actually work the farms as an enterprise, it's almost impossible to be able to afford health insurance and farm without having some other source of income. And that's the case for us, too. You know, we operate a repair center. Very small. Very few customers. In order to be able to afford to live on the farm. Because farming just doesn't pay the bills. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having a couple hundred acre farm, running that farm as efficiently as possible, even with old equipment, and still not be able to make it go? Can you imagine that without an outside job? Can you? That's where we are. Here's how bad it is. About 8 years ago, here's the problem with cows. Cows, when they pee, the acid from their urine acidifies the soil, and the grass doesn't want to grow in highly acidic soil. So you have to mitigate the acid from their urine with lime. Lime is the best way to do it. And so I wanted to get some lime. Now, how much lime do you need for, let's say, 120 acres? How much? Dump trucks full of lime. Dump truck would handle about maybe 18 tons. And let's say you need 5 or 10 of them. We couldn't find a single company that would bring lime here and spread it on our fields. Now, we've only been working on it for 8 years. We're on lists, and the lists don't seem to ever get to our name. I don't know if they do it alphabetically, whether they're starting with the A's and they never get to the letter F as in Finelli. I don't know. But we don't get lime. So we had to buy a used salt spreading truck. The kind that you see on the road, spreading salt in inclement weather. And modify that so that we could spread our own lime. Seriously. That's where we are today. That is the nature of small family farming. There is a law that I've been telling you about for many years, and I'm going to tell you again. It's in the book. It's called Max's Law. Max's Law says, buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Now, what does that mean? It means if you violate any of those three tenets of Max's Law, you put yourself at risk. You can buy the best, and you can pay cash, but if you leave it someplace else and you don't take delivery of it, meaning take possession of it, it's not yours until you take possession of it. Let me give you an example. Recently, within the last couple of weeks, I bought some salt. I bought a pallet of salt from Home Depot. I went online. They said they had it. I bought it. I paid for it. Everything was good. And then I got a call a couple hours later saying they canceled my order because they didn't have it. I bought the best. I paid for it. I didn't get delivery. And they said they were canceling my delivery. I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get delivery. All kinds of hoops. It took hours. And actually, I wasn't sure that I was going to get delivery, meaning receive the product that I paid for, until I actually got it on our trailer. At that point, I was pretty sure that we got it. And frankly, I wasn't 100% sure, even though it was on the trailer, until we got out of the parking lot. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. And I've told you the story about propane years ago. There was a propane shortage. People bought 1,000 gallons at $1.79 per gallon. So $1,790 they spent. They gave that money to the company, and they said, okay, great. You all hold on to the propane. We'll take it during the winter when we need it. The winter came, the shortage came, and the propane company said, we're not going to do it. Yeah, you paid for it, and we're not going to give you the propane. Now, if you want propane, we'll sell you 100 gallons at a time for $4.49 or $4.59 a gallon. So you give us $450 roughly, and we will pay us in advance, and we'll deliver 100 gallons. Now, even though you already paid for 1,000 gallons, you're not getting that. That's different propane. See, that propane is different because they're not going to sell it for what you already paid for it for, because they can sell it for $4.50 a gallon. That violates Max's law, not taking delivery. So, if you want to make sure that you're going to get it, you have to actually take delivery of it. Glenn, if any comments, have you seen anything like this in your life where it didn't work because people did not take delivery?
Yeah, that is absolutely true, you know. And it's just recently, just about 6 months ago, I saw something on eBay and I said, oh, that'd be nice. I've needed one of those for quite a while. And I paid for it. And then the seller got in contact with me and said, oh, sorry, we don't have any of that size anymore. Do you want to have a smaller size? And I said, no, I don't want the smaller size. I want the bigger size of this product, you know, because I felt that I needed the bigger size of it. And, you know, they said, oh, we're very sorry. We've tried all of our suppliers. But on their eBay page, they said that I had it in stock. And they were not telling the truth. Unfortunately, they were very good at giving me a refund. Okay? But, you know, this is what's happening on eBay. You go to eBay and you type in key item, especially preparedness item. And often they'll say, oh, yes, in stock. And then you go and pay for it, and then what happens is that the seller will come back to you and say, oh, we're very sorry, we can't source the product. Would you like an alternative product, or would you like a refund? You know, and this is it. And the alternative product is not going to be such a high-quality product. And, you know, this is just not on. If they have not got it for sale, then they should say that, you know, this product is sold out or not available anymore or not in stock, you know. That everything is coming harder to come by, especially key sort of preparedness items. And, you know, it's absolutely mind-blowing, Vincent. People are not paying attention. And when you say this is going to take 20 years to get over this, I think you're far too optimistic. I really do. I don't think we're going to get out of this. I think that it's going to end up with being in a Mad Max Bone Age world, and that it will take us in excess more than 100 years to build any sort of civilization again. That's what I can see, because this is a civilization collapse, and I think that's a best case scenario. And if at the end of this we are in a situation where we're at a hunter-gatherer level of technology, or a Mad Max level of technology, I think that we'll actually be doing quite well. I think that if we are at the stage where everybody's just living off their permaculture farm with their chickens and their cows and their horses and all the rest of it, that is an absolute best-case scenario. But to be perfectly honest, it's like this. I hate that phrase too, okay? I don't want to use that phrase. Okay? I'm very sorry. We've had discussions about this. But I'm in a mind state where I'm thinking, oh no. You know, I don't know what else to say.
Is it okay?
It's mind-blowing to think about it. Does that make sense? Yes, you can say the background discussion if you want. it's mind-blowing, the situation that we're heading into. And I can't think of how else to comprehend or to put it together. Do you know what I mean? I'm actually running out of words.
And that's rare. That is rare, Gwyneth, running out of words.
Yeah.
There's a background story to this. And Gwyneth and I talk all the time. She calls me. She's able to, she has some kind of a discount system where she can get on the phone and call me. I haven't figured out how to do that, but she has. And so we talk off air. And one day she said, Vincent, to be honest with you, to tell you the truth. And I said, Gwyneth, who have you been talking to? Where did you get that colloquialism? Because I remember in the 80s, when I was in California, I talked to people across the country, you know, who were interested in buying our satellite communications equipment. And they'd say, to tell you the truth. And they're like from New Jersey. And I'd say, so what about everything you said before that? Was that the truth or was that not the truth? So where did this come from? And Gwyneth picked it up. Gwyneth picked it up, and I called her on it right away. And until just now, she had eliminated it from her vocabulary. And it doesn't make sense to me when people say that. But we pick up things that other people say. Isn't that right, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, we're talking about buying the best, paying cash and taking delivery. Max's Law. So, I needed to buy a manual for an older tractor that we have. The tractor's like, oh, I would say around 30 years old. And at least. And so, in order to maintain it, I really need a detailed manual. And the paper manuals are in the hundreds of dollars. So I found where I could buy a CD version of it. I don't like the CD version, but I can at least print it off, and it'll be less than a couple hundred dollars. I can put it in a three-ring binder, and it'll be good to go. Well, I ordered it in November. I paid for it in November, and I still haven't gotten delivery. So this was one of those eBay things. And I asked eBay to get involved. You know, it says that it was paid for in November, but it wasn't shipped, and it certainly wasn't delivered. And I got a refund, but I really want the manual, you know. It was inexpensive. It was, you know, around $10 or so. But I really want the manual. And I got no communication from the seller. I don't know if he died. I don't know if he, you know, got COVID. I don't know if he's in the hospital. I don't know. All I know is no communication. So Max's Law, I didn't, you know, I paid cash. I didn't buy the best because the best is unaffordable. But I got what the best value to me, but I didn't get delivery. That's one item. I also bought another item that I need for the broadcast. I bought a used piece of electronic gear. It was very inexpensive. I can make this thing work, and it'd be really helpful to have this thing in the studio. Okay, it's actually a necessity, and it was used. I still haven't gotten it. Now, it's been about a month. It's stuck somewhere in the post office. Now, I think the guy actually sent it, but it's stuck. And that's what's happening. Our packages are being stuck. The U.S. Postal Service is falling apart. People are careless with other people's property, meaning packages. They just throw them around. They get all beat up. It's disgraceful. And that's not the America I remember. But that's the me-first America that we're living in. So it gets back to, what are you going to do about it? You have to take care of yourself. That means the family farm. There's, unless you're a member, as Gwen has said, a member of an indigenous tribe, and you want to go on the reservation, other than that, The small family farm is the only way to go because there is no security. No security. Your employer says to you, hey, we're going to have a, it's going to be great. We're going to have pizza and we're all going to get our vaccinations tomorrow. For whatever, whatever. And if you say, no, I'd rather not have the pizza, then you lose your job. So there's no security. There's no security in anything you do other than the security that you make for yourself. And if you think I'm kidding, you know, you have that boss, you really like that boss, and that boss gets sick or retires or just decides he's had it and he's not going to show up anymore to work. There goes the guy or gal that you used to work with, and now you're vulnerable, and now you can get fired. You think I'm kidding? Happens all the time. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I would just like to make a comment with regards to the tribal reservation thing. There is a reservation in Canada. It's called the Black Crow Reservation, and it's in Saskatchewan, I think. And they have actually been going in the township part of the reservation. They've been going door to door demanding that the Indigenous people get the jab on the Black Crow Reservation. And it's been the tribal leaders that have been doing it under direction from the World Health Organization. And you had women, and they have been getting their children together, and they have been going to the remote corners of this, you know, it's quite a vast reservation for Canada, lots of land up there. It's a big reservation. And they have just been going bush, as we would say here in Australia, and they've been going out into the remote far corners of the reservation and living there as their ancestors did thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago. So if you are going to go to the reservation, you can't live in the town part of the reservation, and you'll have to do things like make fire holes. You know, the Cheyenne or Cherokee fire hole. And if you want to know what that is, you can look it up on the internet. I'm sure you'll learn how to do it. But a Native American fire hole, so that your smoke is not seen from your fire. And you will have to live very, very covertly on the remote corner of the reservation. You will not be able to live in the town, because if you're living in the township part of the reservation, they will come and get you. And it will be your tribal leaders, probably, who will do it in, who will do you and your whole tribe in. Because there is, unfortunately, a lot of the time, not in every circumstance, but a lot of the time they're as compromised as anyone. Does that make sense?
Gwyneth, we're out of time. I'll see you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.